Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. In verse 3, it says, they have together become corrupt. That is a different word translated corrupt there than the one in verse 1. The word in verse 3 is related to the concept of milk turning sour. It is that kind of corruption. Sour milk looks okay, and until you get too close to it, until you pop the top, then it's not so okay anymore, is it? This is the opposite of Christ, who gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. The wicked, like sour milk, are not a sweet-smelling aroma to God. Again from Charles Spurgeon, he says, the only reason why we do not more clearly see this foulness is because we are accustomed to it, just as those who work daily among offensive odors at last cease to smell them. I remember, and many of you probably do as well, a lot of years ago, before they put the scrubber on the stack down at the S.D. Warren paper mill. When the wind was right, you didn't have to be in Westbrook. Portland, South Portland, Scarborough, Cape Elizabeth, and I'm sure out in Gorham, if the wind was in the right direction, you take a good deep breath and what could you smell? Well, there's the paper mill. Smells like S.D. Warren. If somebody came to visit, they'd get a whiff of that and make faces. I can't stand that smell. What is it? It's the mill over in Westbrook. No big deal. You get used to it. At least some, because you're getting it all the time. Spurgeon says, why we don't see how rotten and how foul and how filthy and corrupt sin is because we are around it all the time. Not that it's part of our personal life, but it's in those who are around us. Those we are rubbing shoulders with in our neighborhoods and in the community and in the workplace. Attitudes? Actions? What about desires? Do they have a desire for God and for His wisdom? The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. And what does He see? None. There are none who seek after God. There are none who understand. There are none who have a desire for true wisdom. A literature course at the university down here was taught by a professor who had done so for a number of years. A portion of the course dealt with the Bible as literature. The professor supposedly had read it repeatedly and, from his comments during the lectures, did not understand it. He was not impressed by it at all. He had no understanding of the wisdom to be found in God's Word, even after reading it repeatedly. Do they seek after wisdom? Yes, worldly wisdom, the kind that impresses and wows unbelievers so you can be one of those lifetime champions or whatever on Jeopardy, or the various other ways people impress others because of their show of understanding. But what is the beginning of true wisdom? We are told in the next book, Proverbs, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Reverent fear of the Lord is totally absent from the mind of the person who has said in his heart, there is no God. Are there any who seek after God? Are these who have denied his very existence, at least by their attitude and their actions, do they seek after God? They are more apt to be seeking ways to avoid God, persisting in chasing explanations, even against the evidence, to find an explanation that avoids dealing with God. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.